Hello and welcome to an exciting new feature here on VI Talk, the VI Talk podcast. In these podcasts, you can expect interviews from different people across the UK as they share with you ideas, information and support. In this podcast, we're going to be talking all about Sight Village, one of the biggest UK markets for the blind and visually impaired in mind. Stalls from companies such as Seeable Holidays, Sight for Sound, Crawford Technologies and All Formats will be there, showcasing some of their products. But what can you expect at Sight Village? Well, we managed to speak to Lottie Reed, who's an events officer at Queen Alexandra College, who can give us the full lowdown of what you can expect this year.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here and I'm happy to welcome Lottie Reed, who's an events officer at Queen Alexandra College. Hiya Lottie.
Hiya.
So you're here to tell us about the big event, aren't you, of the calendar, Sight Village Central.
I am indeed, yes.
So do you want to start by telling us when it is?
Yeah, so Sight Village Central is taking place on the 10th and 11th of July this year. So that's Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, and what times is that running to, from until? Because sometimes it varies a bit, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So on Tuesday the 10th, day one, it runs from 9:30 a.m. in the morning until 5 p.m. And then on day two, Wednesday the 11th, it's 9:30 a.m. and finishing slightly earlier at 3:30.
Okay, so I'm sure many people have heard about Sight Village and what it is, but for those who perhaps haven't, do you want to kind of tell people a little bit what they can expect if they get a chance to visit?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sight Village is the UK's leading exhibition for blind and partially sighted people and for those experiencing age-related sight problems. So it's an exhibition, essentially, of products and services for people who are blind and visually impaired. So we have lots of different organisations and businesses in attendance, from education and care providers to businesses showcasing products and different devices as well.
So you have some headline sponsors, don't you, each year? Do you want to tell us who they are this year?
Yeah, so our headline sponsors are Barclays, the bank, and Sight and Sound Technology. And then our sponsors include Guide Dogs, Crawford Technologies, and we also have Amazon Echo as well.
Oh, wow. So a couple of new ones there.
Yes, which is really exciting.
So do you want to tell us a little bit more about some of the exhibitors, maybe cherry pick some of the ones that you're quite excited about or that are new to the exhibition this year?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have Advanced Work who will be joining us, and they are based at QAC, so Queen Alexandra College, and they provide support to people with disabilities around employment. So they're going to be doing some bespoke workshops for employers and also people who are either in employment and want to find out more about their kind of rights and responsibilities in the workplace, or maybe people who are seeking employment and just want advice around interview techniques and things like that. Amazon Echo, who I've mentioned, who are our sponsors, we're really excited about the fact that they're on board. We've had a lot of feedback that the Echo is a great device for people in and around the home and when they're out and about as well. So they'll be coming along too and also doing an hour-long seminar as well, so watch out for that. In addition to that, we also have Sight and Sound Technology. They've been our sponsors for many years and are really supportive of Sight Village. So if you come along, please visit their stand. But a full list of our exhibitors are on our website. If people don't have access to the internet, then we can send that out in the post as well.
Okay, I'm assuming, because you're big on accessible formats at QAC, obviously, that people can get that in their preferred format.
Absolutely. So Braille, large print, audio, it's down to the individual. We can do that, absolutely.
Fabulous. So what happens on the day? Because I know that some people will be worried about sort of, you know, getting there and how they get around the exhibition if they're on their own, or perhaps it's a couple of people who are both visually impaired. So what happens? What assistance do you offer?
Well, we're currently in talks at the moment with several organisations who we hope will be able to provide volunteers on the day to assist visitors, not only with their onwards journey as they either arrive into Birmingham New Street and want to get to the venue, but also when they arrive at the venue itself to actually navigate around the exhibition. I should mention that it's a brand new venue this year, so for some people that might cause anxieties, or they might be feeling a bit worried about the fact it's in an unfamiliar area of Birmingham, so we can help with that, and as I said, we will try and put assistance along several different routes if we can. So yeah,
that's
try and get volunteers.
That's great. So where is the venue this year, Lottie?
So the venue this year is at Cranmore Park Conference and Event Centre, and that's on Cranmore Avenue in Solihull. So it is the same distance from Birmingham New Street, it's just in a different area of the city. One of the reasons that we've chosen this venue is because we did a survey last year, and we've taken on a lot of the points from that. So we think that the venue is easier to get to for visitors. It's also a larger venue, which has enabled us to have larger space between the exhibitors, so the aisle widths, and also the lighting as well is better, and also there are lower ceilings, so we hope that mitigates a lot of the noise that we find with many successful exhibitions. You will find that they're quite loud, so hopefully the lower ceilings will mitigate that.
That all sounds great. Are there places where people can get sort of lunch on the day and things like that?
Absolutely. So the venue itself has its own catering area, and they'll provide like cafe style foods like sandwiches and hot drinks and refreshments. And then in the main exhibition itself, we'll also have a coffee plaza, and that's just soft seating, an area for visitors to sit down and relax, because the exhibition is quite large. Visitors might just want to take a little break halfway through, sit and socialise with people. There'll be the two main areas.
That sounds great. Just 5 minutes to sort of chill out between and discuss maybe what you've seen with friends or whatever.
Absolutely. Well, the social aspect of Site Village is really important as well. So many people have attended in the past, and they know people and they meet up with people there, or just for people who want to meet new people and network as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So for anybody who wants to know more, or perhaps wants to get directions or things like that, or check out assistance, how can they get in touch with yourselves?
So there's several different ways. We're really, we look at social media. We're on social media. So Queen Alexandra College, we post about the event in the lead up to it. And there's our website, www.qac.ac.uk. Or you can call the marketing team on 0121 428 5041, and we'll be happy to assist with any queries or questions that people have.
That's fabulous. And we should say that with consent of QAC, they've supported VI Talk for the past, this is the fifth year now. So for anybody who can't attend, we're trying to interview as many of the exhibitors as possible so that people can get a flavour of what's there. And if they can't attend, so there's a hashtag on Twitter, or there will be, which is #C2 with the number 2 SV, for anybody who wants to sort of catch up with anything like that. And we've already done a few interviews, but we wanted to get Lottie to go on the first podcast, obviously, to talk about the event itself.
Thank you.
Is there anything that we've not mentioned yet, Lottie, that you think is important for people to know?
In addition to the Advanced Work, who will be delivering the employment sessions, we also have a list of seminars and workshops that will be taking place across the 2 days. So it will be great if people could attend those. It's topical and relevant information, and also information about products that exhibitors are providing at the event as well. So have a look on our website for that. Again, if you can't, if you don't have access to that, then we can send that out in the post, or just give us a call.
And we should ask as well, do people need to book in advance, or can they just turn up on the day?
So pre-registration is recommended for a quicker and more efficient check-in as you arrive. And you can do so via Eventbrite. And the link for that is sitevillage.eventbrite.com. You don't have to pre-register. We just advise it. But if you don't, then you can just turn up on the day and we'll take some further details from yourself. And it is a free event.
And you do get a nice little bag of all the sort of business cards and leaflets.
Absolutely.
And all sorts of things, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, and we don't charge 5p for that either. It is complimentary.
That's great. Oh, well, I hope it goes really, really well. I know we're quite enjoying interviewing people so far. It's because we've interviewed Crawford Technology, so that was really interesting.
Oh, brilliant. Somebody yeah, one of our sponsors. Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's great. And Sight and Sound, of course, with Glenn Tookie. So that was because theirs is slightly different this year, isn't it? It's a bit more relaxed. And
it is, yeah. Like, and they'll have a soft seating area in the centre of their stand as well.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. Fabulous. Well, thank you ever so much, Lottie. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope it's a real success.
Thank you. We do too. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Big thank you to Lottie there for giving us some of the lowdown of what we can expect this year. I'm for one really looking forward to it. Okay, so let's get straight down to business. Now, as I already said before, stalls from different companies will be there showcasing some of their products. We managed to interview some of these companies and they gave us a brief outline on what they're going to be showcasing on the day. First up is Simon Oakley from All Formats being interviewed by Katie and Joe.
Hi everyone, it's Katie. I'm joined by Joe.
Hi everyone.
And also Simon Oakley from All Formats.
Hello everyone.
Hey, Simon. Would you like to start by telling us a little bit about All Formats to begin with?
Yes, yeah, certainly, Katie. Yes. Yeah. So All Formats is an organisation that's based within Queen Alexandra College. We're one of the commercial enterprises here. And we specialise in the transcription of documents into accessible formats. So when we talk about accessible formats, we're obviously talking about Braille, large print and audio. So we can do synthetic audio and also human voice audio. So we offer a range of services to people who are looking to produce any kind of document really in a format that meets their readers' requirements essentially. That's a little bit about us, I guess.
So do you do things for people on a personal level, or is it mainly for businesses?
Yeah, we can cover both. I mean, the majority of the work that we do is for businesses. Helping of clients meet their legal requirements under the Equality Act, but yeah, we can work with individuals as well. So if there's an individual document that somebody requires producing in any of the formats, then yeah, we're quite happy to do that too. Obviously, large scale production of things for financial institutions, for banks, building societies, and a whole range of large corporate companies.
Great, that sounds really, really good. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how long you've been working for them? Or
yeah. So I joined All Formats just before Christmas, actually, at the start of December. It's been a really exciting few months since obviously joining the team. They're a great bunch, we're looking to develop our services and grow a little bit of the offering that we can make to people who would come to us. And we're quite excited about the upcoming Sight Village this year, because we've got a few new services that we're looking to launch at the actual event there. And also it'll be the first time at Sight Village that All Formats is going to have a stand of its own. So in the past, we've always been incorporated under the QAC stand. So myself and the team are really excited that we're going to be there with our own standalone stand. I think it shows that, you know, we're developing our offering and can accommodate a stand of our own from now.
Oh, any sneak previews on what you'll be offering at Sight Village, or are we not allowed to ask yet?
Well, I can probably give you a couple, actually. So you heard it here first. We're developing the human voice element of our recording for audio. So we're utilising a really good studio that we've got here at the college, where we can look to produce more things like newsletters and magazines and things like that for customers. a lot of obviously what we've done in the past is synthetic voice, so we really thought it was important to start developing that that side of things. So yeah, we're looking to do that. We're also partnering with another organisation to be able to offer website accessibility audits to WCAG standards. So the WCAG guideline is essentially the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. So with that, we think as a natural kind of hand-in-hand thing with the obviously the print material that we produce in alternative format, we think, you know, companies to have accessible websites, you know, is the perfect complement to where to go with that. So we're going to be able to offer that, and that's something that we'll be launching at Site Village. So any organisations who are interested in that, you know, we'd be really happy to speak to there.
That sounds really, really exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Site Village? Anything else?
Yeah, no. I think in terms of Site Village, yeah, me and the team, I think there's going to be the whole team represented over the 2 days. So yeah, we'd just like to say, you know, please feel free to come and chat to us, and you know, for any of your, you know, either transcription needs or for any needs around, you know, accessible media, please come and talk to us, and we're quite happy to welcome you to our stand, and and yeah, we'll be happy to engage in any discussions around things.
Fabulous, thanks Simon. For anybody who perhaps isn't able to go to Site Village or maybe wants to get in touch with you before Site Village, can you give some contact details for all formats?
Yeah, certainly. So so our telephone number is 0121 428 5018. That's 0121 428 5018. And we've also got an email that will come through to the team there, which is allformats@qac.ac.uk.
Thank you for joining us today, Simon.
My pleasure.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Next up, we have Glenn Tuckey from Sight and Sound.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I've got Katie with me.
Hiya.
And it's a pleasure, as always, to introduce Glenn Tuckey from Sight and Sound.
Hi there, guys.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello. Great to talk to you again. Sight Village coming up. It's an exciting time. Means the weather's getting better, at least.
Yeah, hopefully. So do you want to start by telling us a little bit about Sight and Sound?
Well, I guess many listeners of the podcast will know who we are. Well, I think we're now 39th year now of providing services to the blind and VI in the UK. So many know that we are probably certainly the largest supplier of products, services, training, support in the marketplace. We've got most of the leading brands under master distribution, so you can find pretty well anything you want with us, and anything else you probably haven't thought of as well. So we're a bit of a fixture in the marketplace, and we feel very privileged to be in that position, actually.
Great. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you'll be showing at Site Village this year?
Well, it's quite interesting, actually. As I prepare for this call every year, I've generally got a whole list of new things that we want to show. But this year isn't quite as full as it would be. But I think some of the changes in the marketplace probably mean that visiting the Sight and Sound stand is going to be an interesting experience, because we're the major distributor for the VFO group, who is not just Freedom Scientific, he's not just AI Squared, he's not just Optelec, he's now Enhanced Vision Services. So the manufacturers and software developers from now four companies are all under one banner. And we are obviously distributing in the UK along with some partners as well, which means that we're in quite an interesting position. Anyone coming to our booth is probably likely to see just about everything that's important at the show. So that's one thing that I think will be different, is there's a sort of collection in the industry at the supply side, which is probably giving a more efficient delivery in the market for all those guys out there wanting to find products that meet their needs. So that's the one big change I think that's happened in the market since you talked to us last year. Of course, on the software side, we've got the Fusion software, which is not Zoom Text and Window Eyes. It's now Zoom Text and Jaws, which makes it a very, very powerful screen reader, screen magnifier product. It has the best of the best actually put together into one software package. That's out, updated to the 2018 release, working with the very latest Microsoft operating systems. So we'd be really pleased to show people around that piece of software. It's quite neat, works really well, and it's probably what you want to be using, particularly if you're going to work these days. It does everything for you. So that's the exciting stuff on the software side. But you know, the one that's really got my imagination this year, because there's loads of technology out there and lots of things that people can see, it's the simplest and possibly the cheapest thing you may find in the show. It's called BuzzClip. Have you guys heard of BuzzClip yet?
No.
Don't think so, no.
It's a really neat little clip-on device. Very simple. Clips onto your bag or your shirt or your blouse or something like that. And it's an ultrasound device which you can set to 1, 2, or 3 meters. And anything that comes inside that distance on your direction of travel causes the buzz clip to vibrate and let you know that something or someone is approaching, or you're heading towards an obstacle. And do you know what?
Interesting.
It's the neatest, simplest thing that I've seen out of all the complex, sophisticated technology that's out there in the marketplace. And do you know what? It just works. And do you know what? It's £199. And do you know what? It clips onto your cane as well with a cane holder. And lots of people have been playing with it. Say this is just quite neat and quite useful add-on to all the other sort of things you've got. So certainly come past us and have a go. We can clip it on and you can wander around and see if it works for you. But that's the latest thing out in the marketplace, and at last something almost at the affordable end of the market, or more affordable end of the market.
Yeah, definitely.
Is interesting to people out there.
Yeah. That sounds exciting, because it could be an addition to, you know, a guide dog, or like you say, a long cane, and just help you with things that, like, when you work a guide dog, I'm a guide dog owner, but you don't always get things at head height, do you? So that'd be quite useful.
Yeah, that's right. And you could clip it off the dog as well, but could be quite issue. But the cane attachment is the quite neat part of that, because you can clip it on your cane, and then you've got if I'm honest with you, for quite an affordable sum compared with some of the smart canes you've got,
yeah,
a smart cane. So, that's pretty good. And then you've got all the other sort of stuff on our stands. You know, the handheld magnifiers get a little bit bigger and a little bit better and a little bit smarter, connect to PCs. But, hey, haven't they all been doing that for years? Yes. The latest ones out are a little bit more usable. There's an Optilec 6-inch device, which is really digital and based on Android technology, really good stuff out there. But I don't want to major too much on that, because I think it's almost a little bit of been there, seen there, sort of done it. An area where I would get people to come and have a look is at the embossing end. If you're a Braillist and you're playing around with that sort of output, the latest versions of Embosser, View Plus have got some cut sheet fed products now, one called the Delta, which is at a really good price in the marketplace, works really well. It's got that very nice View Plus Braille dot that people seem to like so much. So that will be with us and out there, and we'll have the Index Braille Box and Fanfold, which are the volume production big end stuff, pretty for your corporates or your companies who are outputting production Braille. You know, those sort of are brand new products in the marketplace as well. There's lots of things for people to come and see. That's probably the last thing that I'd like to stick onto this podcast for you, which is the Sight and Sound stand at the new Sight Village location. Actually, we're designing it to make it much easier to navigate around much more friendly in terms of being able to sit down at tables and have a chat with us rather than have to stand up and work your way around different sort of tabletop height to find what's on the stand. So this year we put our time and effort into thinking about, well, we've got all the stuff, some of it's new, some of the stuff you've seen for a long time, but actually why not make it an easier place to find what you want and come and sit down and have a chat with us and our technical teams and make it a little bit more relaxing, I guess, as an experience, rather than the heave and push of the, you know, of a busy sort of show. That's us, really.
Yeah.
A little bit new, a lot of old, including me, I'm very old, and hopefully an enjoyable experience.
Glenn, sometimes Sight and Sound offer special offers around Sight Village. Is there any of that this year or not this year?
Absolutely, yes. We'll have some well-priced products, but everything at the show goes through 10% off of the retail price, and that's the way we do it, and we'll continue this year with the same offer. Yeah,
fabulous.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about just while we're here?
I think we're sort of just about there, really. It's one of those years, and I've just come back from the Sight City show, and I don't know if I was happy or sad, but I didn't see too many things that were too sort of new. And I don't want to stop people coming to the show, because actually when you come and talk to not just us, all the other guys who are exhibiting there, you get a lot of information about how you can best use the products maybe that you've all got, or see different uses for products that have been on the market for a long time. But it's a year where the technology leap hasn't been quite as big as it has been in previous years. So you can probably spend a little bit more time getting deeper into the things that you've missed in previous years, just looking for the new things, you know?
Yeah. Mm. So for anybody who can't attend Sight Village or who perhaps wants to get in touch with you beforehand, can you give some contact details?
Yeah, sure. We're on www.sightandsound.co.uk or on 01 604 798 070, and you can chat to us via the web and all those sort of good things that you've always been able to do. But yeah, and of course during the show, anyone who can't make the show but wants to take advantage of one of our offers just needs to ring in and we'll give it to them over the phone anyway.
Fabulous. That's brilliant. Thanks as always for giving up your time to talk to us, Glenn.
That's a pleasure as usual, and hope to see you at the show.
And finally for this podcast, we have Jane Black here from Crawford Technologies.
Hi everyone, it's Katie. I'm with Jo.
Hi everyone.
And we're also joined today by Jane Black from Crawford Technologies. Hi
Jane.
Hiya. Hi.
It's all right, go on, Katie.
Would you like to start by telling us a little bit about Crawford Technologies, Jane?
Yeah, certainly. Crawford Technologies is a software vendor and a services company. And we've been in operation since about 1995. We're based in, our headquarters is in Canada, but we operate all over the world, and I'm based in the UK.
So this is your first year at the main Sight Village event, if you will, Sight Village Central, as they're calling it, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So do you want to tell us, I know when we spoke previously, you said you're not after selling things to blind and partially sighted people. You're more about making sure other people make provisions for them. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So although our customers are not blind and partially sighted people themselves, the software solutions that we aim to provide to large companies ultimately help blind and partially sighted people by making sure that the important documents that those companies produce for them are accessible and therefore are readable by them. So really, we've sponsored the show for two main reasons. One is to support it, to ensure that it takes place. As the sort of largest show of its kind in the UK, we think that that's important, but also to ensure that everyone is actually talking about document accessibility and how important it is that people can access documents from the companies that they do business with.
So when you talk about document accessibility, are we talking sort of getting people to put things into Braille, large print, or what kind of things are we talking about?
Yeah, so we in terms of document accessibility solutions, we provide, so our customers, just to give you a bit of a background, I guess makes it probably easy to understand. So our customers would be people like banks, insurance companies, utility companies, and then we would also help some of the people that produce those alternate formats that you're talking about, the Braille, audio, large print versions of the documents that those companies send to their customers. So things like things that everybody's used to receiving, things like bank statements, credit card statements, utility bills, that type of thing. We help the banks and insurance companies to create those in digital accessible formats, so things like accessible PDF, so that they can be read using a screen reader or a Braille display. And then for the people that want to receive their documents in Braille, large print, audio, e-text, etc., we help the people that are producing those, so the transcription service providers, we help to automate their production process.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about what you'll be demonstrating or exhibiting at Sight Village?
So yes, certainly. I mean, I think the main reason for us to be there is really to have the conversation about document accessibility. So we have a kind of mantra in the company, which is to make every document an accessible document. And in order to be able to do that, we like to get feedback as well from people. So, you know, we invite people to come along, talk to us about their experiences, maybe complete a user accessibility survey so that we can help to achieve that. And then I guess to show them a couple of things that perhaps will be of interest to them. So we have a sort of self-service e-commerce site where people can upload a PDF of their own and turn that into an accessible PDF. And that is something that we have recently launched. And also just to take a look at some of the other technology. As I say, we're not trying to sell to the people that will come to see us at the show, but mainly so that we can show them what they do and invite them to take part in the conversation about document accessibility, which is often forgotten, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So if anybody wanted to get in touch with Crawford Technologies, can you give some contact details?
Yes, certainly. Obviously, they're welcome to check out our website, which is www.crawfordtech.com, or they can get in contact with me directly. My email address is janeblack@crawfordtech.com, and certainly I'd be happy to talk to anybody who wanted to get in touch.
Thank you for joining us today, Jane, and thank you for speaking to us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
You can contact us at podcast@vitalk.co.uk, Facebook by searching for VI Talk, Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk. Thank you for listening.